From Wall Street to your street, and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Assessing the markets and the economy as we move into late summer. That's coming up.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. July was a strong month for U.S. stock markets, but in the face of a still sluggish U.S. economy and so-so earnings, where do the markets go from here? Let's talk with Liz Miller, president of Summit Place Financial Advisors. Liz, the markets have rallied pretty nicely since the initial shock of Brexit wore off, but does it feel like we're hitting a top at this point? What do you think?
I think there's a lot of information for this market to digest, and we're not real sure where it could go. This market could actually break out and continue to move even higher, but August usually is such low volume in general in the markets, it becomes unpredictable.
We've had an economy that's grown, well, not much, over 1% the past 3 months. That's an indication that businesses are still reluctant to spend. Also, earnings have not been lights out, to say the least. Just feels like the market doesn't have much of a reason to rally, you know, much higher. I know the S&P recently touched a new intraday high.
I think the tea leaves are very unclear when we look forward for this market. We are in a rather sluggish earnings season. What we've heard so far has not been strong nor particularly exciting. But when we look forward, what we see is that we've really been in a string of quarters like that. And in fact, by September or December, there's a good chance those numbers are going to start looking up. So the stock market may look through this quarter and really start looking ahead to the next quarter or two. Even in the GDP report that we got at the end of last week, we're getting used to seeing those being revised and revised. So while the low growth was a disappointment for second quarter, I mean a real disappointment compared to what economists expected, which was almost 2.5%, I think that professionals are going to sit tight to read those tea leaves a little better and get more data behind them for any future revisions.
Yeah, also one thing about that GDP report, apparently business inventories were at rock bottom, so they'll have to build them back up, and, you know, that's an encouraging sign.
Even more than business inventories being so low in that report, we had over 4% growth in household purchases. So the other extreme, one of the strongest numbers we've seen in this expansion. So again, leading us to believe that, again, we are looking at a first cut at a data point that is likely to be revised. I really won't be surprised if when we look back, we have a final number on this quarter that is north of 2%, which is pretty much what the economists were expecting, having lived through it and having put their professional take on the data they've seen along the way.
Are investors looking ahead to the government's July employment report at the end of this week?
I think investors are looking into this week really for digestion. We finished the second convention last week. We got the GDP report. We're in the middle of earnings. So I do think every piece of new data is going to be important, but I really think we're likely to see next week being a week of digestion, just to see what momentum comes out of the information at the end of July.
Are there any factors in particular that you're watching for?
Focusing ourselves on bit by bit of this economic data. We're used to seeing it revised, as you've heard me say a couple of times. So we are continuing to watch those trends. I think the employment trends have in many ways been pretty consistent. We're watching for continued strength in the housing market. That has been on, despite some short-term volatility, a long-term positive trend. That's very good for the domestic U.S. economy. So even with all the questions in the rest of the world, we're focusing a lot on those domestic data points that show where our strength is.
Do you still think there will be one rate hike at the end of the year? What's your feeling about interest rates?
I think that we're likely to see very low interest rates for an extended period of time. What we've seen so far in the last 12 months is that this Fed finds every reason not to raise rates. They keep talking about it. They give us reports and notes like they did last week that say, well, we see some signs of strength, so maybe we will. The year-end estimate is more like 50-50, and I'm below that. I think it's a less than 50% chance that we will really see another rate hike before 2017.
Liz Miller, president of Summit Place Financial Advisors, thanks very much for being on the podcast.
Thank you so much.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.